the building of the new church is being is happening here in the Gospels in this time of after the resurrection, and strengthening in the apostles. They're becoming strong in the Holy Spirit. Saint Peter is the sort of central figure here. He and Saint John in the first reading are being arrested for healing a cripple and saying that they healed him in the name of Jesus. So they're being arrested, they're kept overnight in prison, and then the Sanhedrin bring them before them and said, in whose name have you healed this cripple? If I have to answer for a good deed done for a cripple, let it be known to you, you and the builders who have crucified the Lord Jesus, that it is done in his name. There's no salvation in the world ever by anybody except in the name of Jesus. No salvation for anyone except in the name of Jesus. And that's the resounding teaching coming from the mouth of St. Peter, the new builder, the head of the new church, the new leader, superseding these leaders who were unfaithful to God. And so St. Peter is in the gospel is being strengthened by Jesus. Jesus giving a setting here, which was very similar to the setting when Jesus multiplied the loaves up by the Lake of Gennesaret, the same lake or Sea of Galilee, all the same names, Sea of Tiberias, Sea of Galilee, Lake of Gennesaret, they're all different names of the same body of water where our Lord had multiplied the loaves one time. And we know he multiplied the loaves and fishes too. And here Jesus is making breakfast for them, loaves and fishes. And fish that our Lord got from somewhere, and he's got it baking on the charcoal fire, reminiscent of Peter denying our Lord three times before the charcoal fire. And he's, where did he get the fish? Where did he get the bread? And then they bring ashore the catch of fish that our Lord miraculously makes for them, and full of large, 153 large fish. And scholars say 153 was the belief at that time for the Greek zoologists, that there were 153 different types of fish that they had identified at that time. And so sort of indicating that the disciples are going to be catching all types of fish known in the world, men, and this is symbolic of that. And Jesus says, go bring the fish ashore. So Peter goes over by himself. They couldn't even put the whole bunch of fish in the boat. They couldn't get it all in the boat. And Peter goes over there by himself, drags the net of 153 large fish that they couldn't put in the boat. What is he, Hercules now? Our Lord is giving him super strength to pull the fish on shore, another kind of symbol of him being the pillar of the church. And so he drags it in, and I don't know what they did with the fish. I guess they saved it for whatever they had gone out fishing because they were maybe hungry, so now they got plenty of food. Hope they can freeze it all. So they have that fish that he brings in, and our Lord feeds them breakfast by his own hand. He takes the bread and offers it to them, and the fish, and he offers it to them. Some kind of overtones of the Eucharist here. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish, serving them breakfast with his own hands. as he had said, you know, we're faithful to him. He will sit us down on table and wait on us, as he says in the book of Revelation. And so our Lord is doing all this right after the resurrection, and they're all there taking food from their master, and he's teaching them, and we know he's going to reinstate St. Peter after his three denials, and that'll probably come tomorrow. But so we have our Lord strengthening the apostles further and further. This is the third appearance of after the resurrection to the group of disciples, and they're getting stronger, and seeing him and then spending so much time with him, like this quality time, they have that great hope in Jesus that he's going to be with them all the time, and is going to sustain them in their new mission to catch men to save souls.